It's great to have your company, Matt Nevitt, in the chair for Brendan this morning, who is having a well-deserved break. And it's a busy program coming up. We'll preview both of those meetings in Victoria today. The first is at Sale, a jumps program, as well as races over the flat as well. So Harry White will preview that meeting, which actually kicks off in about 40 minutes from now. So we'll whip through that. Then we'll chat some footy with Johnny Ralph. Big round of AFL so far. The Dogs and the D's last night, top of the table clash. And it was the Western Bulldogs who prevailed and stamped their credentials, probably as the premiership favourites, as we begin to march towards September. So we'll get all of the latest AFL news with Ralphie. Trav Noonan will preview Warwick Nabil. That's the other meeting in Victoria today. Big fields full of nominations. So plenty to get through there. The first at Warwick Nabil kicks off at 5 minutes past 11, so about an hour from now. And then it's an abbreviated form express as we find your winners at the Sapphire Coast, Gosford, the Sunshine Coast, and George Ferrugia will preview the meeting in the Greyhounds at Sandown today and recap all of the action from the Meadows last night for the Maturities. But it is time to preview Sale as I welcome in Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Matty.
Congratulations with your Bulldogs last night as well.
Thank you. I was going to start singing Sons of the West when I jumped on, but I just didn't want to rub it in too much because
yes.
It's early days.
Well, it's getting close to the finals now. They were too good last night for the Demons. So we've shared the spoils this year, and I look forward to the third meeting, hopefully late in September.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you make of this program at Sale today, mate? Obviously, on a soft five, there's jumps races as well, and the rail is out 4 metres. What are your thoughts on the program overall?
Yeah, look, it's a really, really good card. I think that we've got big fields. There's heaps of value to my eye, so I'm hoping that we nail a couple of those winners at a price and we'll be in for a good day.
All right. Heaps of value on a 10-race program at Sale. Buckle up, everybody. The first, like I said, kicks off in about 40 minutes from now. It is a maiden hurdle over the 3,300 metres. The favourite, the first of many for the Mara and Eustace stable today, is the 3. Flick It Over at $2.70 currently with the tab. The 4 Latin Beat is at $3.60 and the 7 Tamarack is at $4.40. How do you commence proceedings at Sale today, Haz?
I am going with one of the Musgrove runners, a jumps debutante, Tamarack. Was around $8 when I was sort of doing the form. Into $4.40 now is a bit skinny, but he had a handful of jumps trials leading into this prep. Has had 2 runs in flat races. I thought he was quite good at Cranbourne in a benchmark 78. That was won by Duke of Plumpton. That race was only run on Thursday, so he's on the quick backup. I just think he's in for a good jumps debut. I thought the jumps debut of Latin Beat was solid last week. He jumped the last couple awkwardly, but tried hard. Would be better from the experience. The Mara and Eustace runner, Flick It Over, didn't finish off last time. Had to navigate around a fallen runner, so there were excuses. He was favourite that day. Is again favoured here. I wouldn't be writing him off. And Alienated, I thought, looked good over the jumps leading into his debut here as well. We'll go 7-4-3-1.
7-4-3-1 for Harry there in race 1 at Sale. Race number 2 is a maiden hurdle as well. Favourite here is the 4, Roland Garros, at $2.60, making his debut over the hurdles. The 5, Savar, is at $3.80, and the 6, Derinkler, is at $5.50. Do you like this favourite in its jumping debut, Harry?
I do. We didn't get to see Roland Garros last week. I was scratched, but I'm glad to see him going around here. Based on his jumps trials leading into this, he's just a ready-made jumper. Platform solid. He likes a bit of give in the ground. Will be prominent in the run. He just ticks all the boxes. Probably deserved favourite. Savar beat all bar subsequent Dreschler winner Norway last time out and had 7 lengths on third place getter Onset, who can test this race also. Onset was really good thereafter at Pakenham last week. And then Mazaz, best of the rest, 4-5-8-3.
4-5-8-3 for Harry in the second. No scratchings there in race number 2. Apologies, I did miss the scratchings in race number 1. So you can take out numbers 9, 12 and 13 from the first event at Sale today. Race 3 on the program at Sale is again over the 3,300 metres. It's a benchmark 120. It's a steeple. The favourite is the 5, White Heath, at $2.10. The 3, Z-Man, is $4. And the 2, Historic, is at $4.40. This favourite's getting in nice and short now, Harry.
Yeah, look, probably deserved favourite coming off a win 7 days back. I think Dino and Brendan were keen on him that day, and it was a pretty good win. That said, I'm siding with Zedman. Had just the one run since coming across from New Zealand. It was okay. Handful of steeple trials in the interim have been solid. He's had plenty of experience over them. Actually won a steeple race second up last prep in New Zealand and beat home Macklemore. If that horse has come across and has intertwining form with the other jumpers here, I just think at the better price, there's probably not a heap between them. White Heath, as I said, was good winning last week, goes in for second. Historic was pulled out of the race as favourite last time out. It was a nice winner at Casterton two back, and then we go out to Once We're Lost. I've chucked in as best of the rest, but I do think the top three are probably the only genuine winning hopes. 3, 5, 2, and 8.
3, 5, 2, and 8 for Harry there in the third. Race number four is over the flat. It's a maiden over 1,200 metres. Takeout numbers 4, 8 and 13. Favourite is the 11 Granny's Reward for Peter Moody with Craig Newitt to ride at $3.80. The 15 Sunday Bowler for Rob Hickmont is at $4.20. And the 1 Amygdal for Godolphin is at $5. What do you make of the babies here, Harry?
It looks like a good race, firstly, but I'm siding with one of the debutantes, the David Bright Oak filly Dunalley. I've liked what she's done in a couple of recent jump outs. Nice gate. Damien Thornton in the saddle. He rides the sail track well. Strikes at about 23% when teaming up with the Bright Oak stable as well. Nice enough price in a field of relative unknowns. I'm happy to play. Sunday Bowler closed off really strongly on debut at Bendigo. We've already seen subsequent winning form emerge from that race with Umgawa, who won its next start and then placed at Caulfield yesterday. Blinkers, crossover, noseband, tongue tie all go on. The favourite Granny's Reward ran pretty well here on debut despite being relatively unwanted in betting. Just a little bit short, I suppose. And then Amygdal resuming and having the benefit of race day experience goes in as next best. 10, 15, 11, 1.
10, 15, 11 and 1 for Harry in race number 4. Dunalley currently $8 with the tab. So you said there was value, Harry? And it appears as though race four might be a good way to go about things today. In the fifth event at Sale over 1,200 metres, it's also a maiden for the two-year-olds. The favourite is the 13 Turn and Go for Patrick Payne, currently at $3.20. The 5 Red Hot Nick is at $4.50. And the 8 Son of Mercury is at $5. Who do you like in another race of the youngsters, Harry?
Yeah, it's another really good race, Matty. I'm siding with the Maren Eustace runner, Son of Mercury. Resumes, has been jumping out nicely. The form through his first prep is really strong. Finished within a length of a horse called Safe, who then went on to win a stakes race. He can be prominent from a low draw. I just think he gets every chance. We know it can be advantageous to be in the first half of the field at Sale. Turn and Go beat All Bus Sunfall on debut. That horse then placed in the gold ingot yesterday. I like her stepping back to 1,200 because she kicked off at 1,330 at Geelong, I believe. Red Hot Nick pulled up Shinsaw on debut, was tipped out, won a recent trial by 7 lengths, so looks to have come back in good order. And then the Matt Loy runner, Chantre, ran well on debut after covering ground throughout. Strips fitter, 8, 13, 5 and 3.
8, 13, 5 and 3. Over to race number 6 at Sale this afternoon. Takeout numbers 4, 9, 15, 16, 18 and 19. Favourite in back-to-back races for Patrick Payne is the 5, I'm a Bronco, at $2.35. The 12, Runaway River, is at $5. And the 11, La Masa, is at $9. The punters, they're only interested in the favourite here, Harry. The 5, I'm a Bronco. Can it go one better than its debut run?
Potentially. I can understand the favouritism. That was scratched on Friday in preference to this, was really strong late on debut. Knocked off some good closing sectionals. Big yes to 1,400 metres. That said, I'm siding with some value. I'm a Dozer, number 6. Really wish the horse had have drawn a better gait, but I'm going with him nonetheless. Let's hope he doesn't use too much energy to get across to be on the speed. I thought he stuck on really solidly at Moe over the mile for second. That was on the back of a narrow second pry with a huge gap to third. Two horses that have beaten him home, then subsequently filled the minor money at Caulfield next start behind Red Santa. So there's good form reference there. Back in trip I like. I just think he gives them something to try and run down at a price. I'm a Bronco will be the one finishing off strongly. I can understand the market support. Number 11, La Masa, resuming, has the best prior form once to reference, has jumped out well, and then Runaway River, next best. 6, 5, 11, 12.
6, 5, 11 and 12. So the 6, I'm a Dozer, currently at $10 with the tab. So some more value there in the six. Race number seven, it's the first leg of the quaddie at Sale today. It's over the 1,400 metres, a benchmark 64. Scratchings are numbers 6, 7, 16, 17, 18 and 19. And joint favourites here in race number 7 is the 8 and the 14. The 8 Super Yulong and is trained by Matt Laurie with Ethan Brown to ride. The 14 Please Sir is at $4.60. So they share favouritism. The 1 Condos Express is at $7 and the 4 Tell Me Again is at $8.50. How do you see things in race 7, Harry?
We're sticking with the common theme here, Matty, of value, especially because this race is quite open. I think it's a nice race for number 11, Vitani. She was too close at Geelong for mine. Michael Poy shared the same sentiment, said he wanted to settle further back, but was under specific instructions. A third placing prior to a freshen over this trip behind subsequent winners Kira Buey and Perennial reads well. Nice draw. She has options from the gate. Again, at a price in an open race, we can play each way if you want to. Super Yulong, solid enough first up, despite being rolled as favourite. Freshened, jumped out since. Form from last prep does jump off the page for a race like this. Epic Ranger and Tell Me Again come through a similar race at Track and Trip last time out. I think can run well, going even wider in the quaddie than just my top four. 11 at a price ahead of 8, 5 and 4.
11 ahead of 8, 5 and 4. So the 11, Vitani, for Wendy Kelly is at $12. Currently the win and $3.80. with the tab. So shooting for gold today, Harry. I like it. We might be able to take a bit of an all-up with all your value selections today and try and get ourselves a retirement package.
No, oh, wouldn't that be nice, Matty? Well, wait till you see who I'm tipping in race 8 now.
All right, race number 8 is over the 1,700 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Take out numbers 2, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Favourite for Allerton and Zara is the 4 Star Innes at $3. The 10 Lobster Noodles is at $6.50. And the 11 Dance Date is at $6.50 as well. Then you're looking at $7.50 the rest. Righto, Has, where's the value in race number 8?
With Allerton and Zara, Matty, but not with the favourite. With their bigger priced runner, Steel Skies, number 5, yeah, at any old price.
Getting 20 to 1.
20 to 1, there we go. He's been freshened since a couple of average efforts in stronger fields and over further. But he did stick on well at Caulfield 3 runs back on the back of a maiden win over the mile prior and was wide throughout that run. It's a tough race. I just think if this guy switched on, he looks nicely placed on an each-way basis to knock off stablemate Star Innes, Irons, however you say it. Looks the danger. The markets like him. Only found one better at Track and Trip last time out. He's third up and ready to fire. Fighting Whiskey, won in weaker grade last time, but best efforts are up to this. Gets 2 kilos off, a big weight allocation with Joshy Richards aboard. And Barbie's Boy, another roughie, gets back and generally needs everything to pan out for him, but we only need to jump 4 runs back, and he ran 3rd at Track and Trip to Face Mask in a benchmark 64. 5 each way ahead of 4, 1 and 15.
5 ahead of 4, 1 and 15. Okay, so some more value there for Harry in race number 8. Race number 9 is over the 1,200 metres, benchmark 64. Scratchings, numbers 5, 15, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Favourite is the 10 Yulong Code for Peter Moody at $3.10. The 11 Verenskova is at $3.50. And the 12 Perilous Princess is at $4.80. Then you're looking at $10 the rest, Harry. So do I need to keep reading or are we playing a little bit safer here in the ninth?
No, we can trim up. I think those top three in the markets, one of them will be winning. They're the only three I think we need in this leg of the quaddie. I'll go with the favourite Yulong Code. Can get the nod for top spot after looking good in a recent jump out. The form around him from last prep is just really good. He's drawn well to puck somewhere better than midfield, hopefully. Peter Moody sent 9 runners to Sale this season. 5 have come away with a top 2 finish, and we all love the Nolan-Moody combo. Verenskova has been fresh in sports blinkers since pulling up lame at Caulfield after a nice debut win here over 1,100 metres. Was $1.70 that day, and Polaris Prince was the horse Verenskova mowed down first up here, and that horse has since come out and knocked off her maiden here over 1,100 metres. She'll be prominent, gets every chance. Outside of those top three, Toyetic resuming, Craig Williams aboard, next best, 10, 11, 12, 9.
10, 11, 12 and 9 for Harry in race number 9. The final event on the program today at Sale is over the 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 70. Put a pen through numbers 11, 15 and 17. Favourite is the 5, Worsfold for Nick Smart at $2.10. The 12, Highland Jack. Robbie Hickmont is at $6, and the 9, Get in the Queue, is at $7.50, and then you're looking at $12 the rest. Wisher Worsfold shooting for 3 in a row here, Harry. Looks like a smart horse. Will he be getting the victory here in the last?
I think so. I hope so. I'm expecting him to justify the even money quote, make it 3 on the trot. Loved his win last start over the trip at Hillside. I just think he can simply do it again. Best bet of the day. $4 in your pocket's better than 2. Florida Dream for insurance goes into the quaddie at a price. Was good here late first up. Will appreciate the mile trip. Highland Jack ran second to Worsfold first up. Has a nice weight swing in her favour between the pair. He's a talented horse. He just 1 win and 7 minor placings, maybe a serial bridesmaid. And then Get in the Queue is progressive, has upside. Goes in as next best, but hopefully we take the short way home in the last. 5-3-12-9.
5-3-12-9. So Harry's sticking with the even money favourite there in the last event at Sale. Harry, I am sensing some confidence today from you. Is it going to be a nice day to finish off before we have a little spell from racing?
I hope so. And look, we've got, there's so many at a price. We just need to get one or two and we're flying. But best bet, race 10, number 5, Worsfold. Value, there's plenty around, but I think the best value, race 7, number 11, Vitani. Quaddie, in the first leg, we're going really wide. 1-4-5-8-10-11-14. Second leg, 1-4-5-15. Third leg, we'll trim up with 10-11-12. Last leg, we trim up with numbers 3 and 5 only. Play of the day, I'm keen to play into the early quaddie as well. So first leg of the early quaddie, 2-3-5. Second leg, 1-10-11-15. Third leg of the early quaddie, 3-5-8-13. And we'll trim up the last leg with numbers 5 and 6 only.
Ah, great stuff, Harry. I love your optimism and your confidence today. It sounds like you're going to be investing heavily and it'll be a busy afternoon watching the races at Sale. Do you enjoy a couple of days off now with the race-free week ahead?
I do, actually. I think I've got 2 days off in a row, which is pretty rare. But then I'll be covering some New South Wales meetings for best bets just to keep me occupied before I jump back in the chair with you guys on Saturday.
I was going to say, you need something to keep you busy in lockdown. You can't go away and enjoy this race-free week.
Yeah, no, and I've got 3 kids, so I need to be able to lock myself into my office and man cave and stay away.
That'll do the trick, Harry. By Tuesday, you'll be craving racing.
Oh, you know it, Matty. And I need a same-game multi from you this afternoon, please.
Yeah, well, fine. It hasn't been a good week on the tip for me, Harry. So, but I will do my best. I think the Giants might be a sneaky outsider chance there against the Bombers. Thanks, Haz. Good luck at Sale today.
Thanks, Matty.
There we go. Harry White previewing those 10 races at Sale for us this afternoon. The first of those races kicks off at 10:45, so about 24 minutes from now. We'll take a short break here on Sunday Central. Don't go anywhere. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with the Herald Sun's Johnny Ralph to talk all things footy.